They did an epic rap battles of Gandalf and. So funny.
I remember that show.
Yeah, that's it. I liked Master Chief versus Leonidas. That was a good one.
Ooh. That's funny. Yeah. Steve Jobs and Bill Gates is really good.
Adolf Hitler versus Darth Vader.
What's the one where Abraham Lincoln makes a surprise appearance?
Oh, that one is my favorite. It's Obama and Romney.
Yeah.
That one is so good.
So good.
Yeah.
You, I want to like you. Don't talk about things. Don't talk about change. Just do it. Yeah. I was changing Hitler. Things. And my brain was changing things until a bullet went through it.
Made of Hitler, king of the Third Reich. Little known fact, also dope on the mic.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to go binge some of those.
Yeah, they're good.
It's been a while.
They did Key and Peele, Martin Luther King, and Gandhi.
Well, didn't Key and Peele actually play themselves?
I don't know. No, in that one, they were one. Key was dressed up as Gandhi.
Oh, and that's Peele what I meant. Yeah,
they were the ones in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, that's a good
It's good. I don't know if they make more, but they should.
I think they're still going strong, honestly.
Are they?
Just like the bad lip reading guys.
I like the Ultimate Warrior, where they would put the warriors into the computer algorithm. Like it was like a ninja versus a pirate or.
But we're talking YouTube.
I know.
But I'm just saying they need to do YouTube later.
Because like, could you imagine like, say, Master Chief versus Leonidas?
Master Chief.
Oh, 100%. But.
All I mean. Yeah.
He's what? Superhuman.
Uh-huh.
So it was
Leonidas. Genetically enhanced.
He Leonidas got
8 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's real. It's going to be hard for Leonidas to kick.
Master Chief versus Optimus Prime.
Well, he's a robot. Master Chief versus the Doom guy.
Optimus Prime. I want to know that one.
No, who's another genetically enhanced?
The Doom guy.
Super guy.
Captain America.
Yeah. Like I thought that too, but I'm like
there is one.
Sci-fi like.
They did a battle between Captain America and Halo. They did like a mock video of it. It was pretty good.
Mm.
I watched it.
The Cap, he's a strong guy, you know? He's a strong guy.
You know?
He is strong guy.
You know, he's strong guy. And when you think of strong guys, you think of Pfizer crowd. Welcome back to the motherland. Here we are, Pfizer crowd. If you're new here, let me introduce these fools here. My favorite fools ever. We got Zach. We got Tony. We got Austin. We got Chris.
Y'all.
And myself, y'all. Cameron. We are going to be your guides through... just this brain throw up of thoughts and things that happen in our lives and in the world.
It's a journey.
It is a journey.
It's a spiritual one.
Yes.
It has to be.
Literally just to find our podcast. Like that was beautiful.
Yeah, I really love how you use the word throw up.
It just, no, that's what it is.
100%.
100%.
But see, then we take that throw up and we make a masterpiece out of it.
Vomit.
Omelet.
Vomit omelet.
Vomlet.
Welcome to Fives of Crowd, the vomit omelet for your ears.
It's just vomlet.
Oh, God.
Is that a mushroom?
You may have seen, we missed a couple weeks for the first time ever. We are sorry.
It's not for the first time ever.
A couple weeks?
Yeah.
We've never gone longer than 2 weeks. Have we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If we have, you let us know. If we have not, tell me.
We did it once before.
We also thought our personality one was our longest episode, and it wasn't.
So
you guys know better than us.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments.
But there is a possibility we may miss another week or so in the near future. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Austin.
Baby's about to pop.
Can't control that.
Someone had to impregnate their wife. You can control that.
Oh, God.
No.
Honestly, can you?
Can
you?
No.
Not controllable.
Okay. You.
But basically, we've been missing because we've been a little sicky-wicky, vacations, babies coming.
So stick around. We may miss a week here or there, but we're not going anywhere. So just be patient. We'll be with you.
You're not supposed to tell us that easy. You're not supposed to show all your cards, man.
I'm not.
When we say the podcast is ending, we get lots of views.
That's true.
The podcast may end.
The title of this may have been that. Honestly, I don't know. We got you here. Hey. But we thought it'd be fun. You know, we're coming back. Let's talk about what's the goings-ons of the world today.
Got some what's happening? Let's personal stuff first.
So we start with some personal and then talk about the craziness of freaking balloons and UFOs and all kinds of weird stuff. Who's got some personal items?
Oh, yeah. Got nothing personal until Monday.
You going to call?
Nope, I'm getting
communicating.
Static.
Yeah,
you guys get that?
Getting staticky in the ears.
I need more snare in my headphones.
Just you two?
Headphones.
Yep. You're not sharing the splitter thing, are you?
Nope.
Is it the same thing last time?
Sorry. I think you did have a weird issue last time, too.
Mm. Yep.
Sucks. Sorry, folks. Moving on.
Well, we'll have to fix it in the afterlife.
Yep. Anyone got anything crazy? I know we got, do we have any updates on the possible table for the studio?
It's getting worked
on.
Oh,
yeah.
It's looking beautiful.
We're working on renderings. We're working on tables.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We're working on all the things right now. Yeah. So we can finally get a legit studio going.
Yeah, a lot of things
in the works. I hope it's in the very near future.
Giving ourselves a facelift.
Definitely this year. I think that's a fair promise.
Yeah. I think that's on track.
I think this year is definitely
today is March
feasible.
2nd. It's
hey, don't tell them the date. We don't know when this is posted.
That's why I'm saying
exactly.
The date.
It helps them know.
Yeah. Table will be done
April
soon.
2nd.
Ish. Soonish.
Ah, crap. Oh, man.
I have some news.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
He's pregnant.
Jenny's pregnant.
Jenny and I never thought in a million years it would ever happen. We're building a house.
Oh my God.
You should have seen such a butthole.
Yeah, butthole.
Oh man, I had the exact same reaction.
I did too.
I had the exact same reaction.
Oh.
We're fixed on both ends, but hey.
Well, so
I've heard life, it's not permanent.
Like Jurassic Park says, life finds a way.
Exactly.
So, literally a week prior to finding out, or maybe it was 2 weeks, I went to go visit him in his current living situation. And while we were there, he was talking about how Jenny is so baby hungry that they've considered adoption. And
what?
So then he comes
to me. Not we.
No.
So then he comes to me and he's like, so. And I'm like, no. No.
Inconceivable.
You cannot adopt. I was like ready to lay down the law. Like, I'm not allowing it as a friend. I will sabotage you. You will never get her.
Your Honor, this couple is not fit for any more children.
You got Jenny looking like a catalog of children. Jude's in the corner like, Mom, I'm hungry. Shut up. Eat the leftovers.
Mommy needs a tax break.
I just want a hug. Give your sister a hug.
That's what she tells Brinley.
There's too many of you.
The Angelina Jolie. Oh, man. Anyway, so yeah, that's where my head went when he was like, so we've got some news. I was like, no, you can't. He's like, we're buying a house. I'm like, okay.
Thank God. Your role.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Pretty stoked about it. Yeah. Finally get to move out of the in-laws' house and into our own
abode
again.
Nice.
Dope, dude.
Yeah, man.
So when you say you're building, is it like one of those communities where they have like different layouts and you choose one? Or like did you buy a property and you're like, hey, architect, design this?
No, just one of those communities. There's no way we could afford an actual custom build.
Mm-hmm.
But this company, they're awesome because they're as close to a custom build as you could probably get, but still stay within the range of the cookie cutter home.
No, they make good houses. I worked.
Oh,
with
yeah,
them back in the day.
I've seen some of them. Yeah, pretty
they
wicked.
Do really good.
So, No, we're excited. We're actually, we're going to do the mother-in-law apartment thing in the basement. And my mom's going to live in our basement, which is going to be beneficial for her and us.
What just happened? I hear him tapping his mic and then like sticking his tongue out. What happened?
He's reacting to my facial reactions to what he's saying.
What is going on?
And then he just kind of started laughing. We said it'll be beneficial for her. And then he took a minute and he's like, and us.
Why were you tapping your mic, though?
I didn't mean to. I just,
oh, okay.
My hand was getting fidgety, and I realized what I was doing, like, as I was doing it, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, here comes. Yeah.
I saw me.
But then as I was doing it, I saw Cam's face, and then.
Oh, that's funny. Side note, I saw a meme the other day, and it was that meme of
Leo
doing that.
Yeah.
And the caption was, what is it? Letting my wife play Hogwarts Legacy on my computer. I made sure she could find it. And it's his background, and the icon is on his finger. So she could find it in the mess of all his other stuff.
That's awesome. Sorry, Tony.
But that's rad.
Not good.
That was like off the cliff.
Why not like put it farther back on the property? Like, well, make it a good distance.
Yeah,
like when it's cold, she's not gonna come in.
Get it a grand entrance.
Are you insulating the ceiling in the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soundproofing.
Yeah. Putting a metal door with double lock.
Yep, lock on both sides.
No, we were teasing because she was saying that like with her knees and stuff, she's like, I can go upstairs just fine, but it's getting down that's hard. And so I was like, hey, they make those like stair slides now. And so I'm like, you could just slide right back down to the basement.
There you go. See, I feel like that's prepping. It's like, yeah, I can make it upstairs, but then I'm stuck.
Just easing it in slowly.
Then I'm yours.
How old is she?
She's not very old. She's 64.
When's dinner?
She has. She's just her body's just taken a beating as far as her career and stuff. So had two knee replacements.
You
son of a bitch. I walked right into that.
You did. You told her no business in the house, right?
Oh my God, I hurt.
Looks like she went running out in a driving range. Oh. Just kidding.
F you, oh, F you, F you, you're cool.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Bobby, I'm beating.
That is my mother.
I'm crying. I'm legit crying.
Oh my gosh.
Took a real beating with her career.
Oh. That's just too good.
I turned and looked at you.
You did?
Yes. And I was trying to hold it in.
Because you were doing a good job explaining. But
you
I'm
were.
Just like.
You
kept going with it. And I was wondering when someone was going
to
crack.
So that's what was hard was I tried to throw in like. Career thinking that that was gonna
no made it worse because
I knew as the words were coming out I'm like oh no
we're only
fix
men.
It fix it that's not fixing it
like, the inner idiot comes out at some point quite frequently
real fast
me.
Real fast
and that's
too.
Me real fast
oh shit
no you were good it's not you it's me.
It's definitely us.
I don't know if I can recover. I'm trying.
It's been a while since I've heard you laugh like that.
Okay. I'm back.
Selfish.
Selfish. For what?
Just because he says he hasn't seen you laugh like that in a long time, and it was you that made yourself laugh that way.
It was awesome.
I didn't make myself laugh. It was just
oh my gosh.
The way my brain interpreted what you were saying.
I'm going to die.
Okay. Moving on. Your mom.
I'm done.
Hope nobody was expecting an end to that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
My mom has also taken a beating.
Oh God!
Continue.
This sounds,
or is that a statement?
Oh wait, this more sounds serious. Like,
no.
Oh,
she's trying to retire right now. That'll be exciting.
Nice,
nice.
Yeah, my dad retired. I've never talked to the man so much in my life.
Dude, bro, like the light just in their eyes the second they don't have to work. For
calls
someone.
Me every day. How are you doing today, son? I was like, who is this?
Like, you sound completely different. He's making up for lost time.
Is that what it is? Hey,
it's
son.
It's like all the stress
apple
is gone.
Of my eye.
You know, I was like, what?
You kicked me out of the house. Right. Like, what are you talking about?
You're just trying to erase my terrible childhood? Like,
how you doing, champ?
What? Like, oh, that was work, Dad. I'm retired, Dad. Yeah. Different person.
We had good conversations.
I love that movie, by the way.
Thank
retired
you.
Retired, Dad?
No. We're having our own conversation.
Yeah. Oh.
I was talking to you.
I was listening.
Yeah.
Oh, we were listening, but Tony made a comment, and then, yeah.
Oh, I was still we would never mom. Make fun of your mom. She's a saint.
She's a good lady.
What the hell?
Your mom's great too. I like your mom. She was my neighbor.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
I know. It was so random. Oh, that was fun.
But yeah. Other than that, it's just been business as usual. Business?
Making a table,
baby. Elevating this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you so you can tell your friends about it. Elevated. So tell your friends about it. That wasn't a shameless plug. We're supposed to just roll. Now it's getting awkward.
Hurry, somebody say something.
My brain is gone for a second.
Zach, you got anything?
I ain't got nothing that I want to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. That, you know what? No news from you is good news.
Yeah.
That's...
That's a compliment. That was supposed to be nice somehow. It worked in my brain. It worked in my head a lot better.
Shut up, Zach.
Zach, your life's so shitty right now.
Honestly, you're not wrong. So.
Oh, no. God. I want you to say five good things about yourself right now.
No.
Go.
No.
Right now.
No.
Go.
I don't have any.
Go.
Yeah, you do.
This is awkward.
Yeah. And it'll get more awkward because I'll tell you this. We all have higher tolerances for awkward than you do.
Oh, that's
one.
True.
One valid.
I know you do. That is true.
So we'll sit here in silence until you say them.
I'll start.
No, dude. He's got to say him about himself.
I know, but just this will get his juices flowing.
Give him.
That's gross.
No, he's got good flowing juices. That's one.
You've got a genuine smile. A genuine
Don't
smile.
Don't cover it up.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now you go.
No samesies.
No samesies.
You need to watch this.
This is the most random intro.
What is going on?
To any video this we've is, ever
it's our bumlet.
It makes sense.
Yes.
We should make that a shirt. Yeah. The bomlet.
This is what happens when we've been away for so long.
So long.
It's been what, like 5 weeks? Four weeks?
It's been, yeah, at least four, I think.
It has not been that long.
No, I really think it has. Because we took our typical 2 week break and then the got 2 weeks took 2 more weeks.
Yep, the 2 weeks was going to land on the Thursday.
The fourth week. Because we only skipped another week. So we skipped 3 weeks. We haven't seen each other.
So we haven't seen each other in a month.
No, wait, because we did the podcast. Yes. The second week that we were going to come back was the day I went to Vegas.
Okay.
So we pushed it to the next Thursday.
Yeah.
So that was a third week.
Okay, and then Austin had a family sickness.
And then we all kind of, Cam had a family sickness. And then another week to today. Okay. So four weeks.
Yeah, so it's been a month.
We missed all of February?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and February felt like forever,
I wonder why my life seemed unaccomplished.
Good choice of word.
That's why Zach feels like he needs to talk bad about himself, because he hasn't had us around to talk bad about him.
True. So I had to make up for it.
Zink.
I want you to say at least one good thing. Hurry.
One.
I don't know.
One. You know one good thing about yourself.
You're a hard worker.
There we go. I'm a hard worker.
He's got to say it about himself.
You can't use that one.
Whoa.
Hurry.
It's been taken.
Why?
He can't use it either.
Let's just all start yelling things so they can't take.
Folks, in the meantime, start saying nice things about Zach.
In the comments, give us all your nice things about Zach.
Go.
Your favorite things about him.
We can move on.
Yeah,
you want to move
on? Yeah,
nope.
let's move on.
No, Chris, I thought your tolerance was higher than that.
I have a good tolerance.
Do you?
I do.
Show it.
But I'm also compassionate, you dicks.
Gotcha.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
No, you called my mom a whore.
I did not. You did.
I just laughed.
I did not. I was talking about her career in the grocery business.
I didn't say anything about your mom. I laughed because...
Oh,
circumstances.
No, you said
burning
plenty.
Out of your
I
mouth.
I am fairly certain no one said anything about a whore. It
Austin's
was
laugh
a funny
implied it.
Delivery.
I didn't say anything. Yeah,
this is probably my new favorite episode. This is just funny.
Wow.
No, no whore.
Tony, say one nice thing about yourself.
You called my mom a whore.
It's not about me. It's about my mother.
I didn't say anything.
Somebody needs to take that exact scene and make it a GIF and send it to us. I want to keep it forever.
No one said whore, okay? None of us. Not one person.
I didn't.
The subtitles were there.
Someone close caption it quick.
Let's go to the tapes.
Whores aren't paid.
I think they meant more of a hooker.
I didn't say anything about your mom.
I don't know how he's the one to blame about it.
I know.
He was adding to the jokes. Move on.
He's the Lenny Kravitz of this conversation today.
I'm the fall boy.
Exactly.
Yeah. The scapegoat.
I want to get away.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, this is great.
Okay.
I'm trying to get over
stop.
And cough and all the laughing's going
to
kill me.
Be able to talk.
I got a headache now.
That's not a nice thing. Try again. Go. Someone else. What else is new?
What is new?
I'll let you know on Monday.
I'm like rattling my
brain.
Yeah.
I mean, for us here, it's
Cam, you said you had your 4D ultrasound?
No, it was like a normal ultrasound, but they freaking just flipped a switch and all of a sudden it was 4D.
Oh,
they had to go to some place to do all that crap. Uh-oh. And they just holding out on us.
Nowadays, they just, jump back and forth.
Oh, yeah. But we had, little just regular appointment this morning.
Nice.
And... they flipped it on the 4D and straight up, she looked like one of those sad fishes. She's like that frumpy, like, and I was like, what is happening?
A sad fish.
You know those like weird.
Like when it shows like what the tsunamis wash up and it's like that one fish that's flat on the bottom and arches in its face.
Is that really creepy look fish?
You'll know when you see it. It almost looks like a human face a little bit.
Looks
does
like
it have a nose on it?
Yeah.
That thing. It's just real creepy. Straight up, that's what a 4D ultrasound looks like. Just look up. Sad fish. It's the weird fleshy looking one.
You got an ugly kid.
It's got lips.
She's in the womb. We don't know yet.
You know what's funny is the first two times we went to 4D ultrasounds for Micah and Paige, both of them looked like absolute aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boy, we had his ultrasound almost 20 weeks ago, And he actually had a figure and a shape, and like he actually looked like a baby in the womb. And so we're like, this boy is going to be big, because he had like fat already like distributing on his face then.
Nice.
So we think, I think he's going to come out a freaking tank. Just a huge just a baby.
Big boy.
Yeah.
They do, man. My boys are, they're thick. They're solid and dense.
Like, I can't what you want. Yeah.
Need some dense boys.
Alden looked like an old man when he came out.
So just did Reggie. It's their and old it didn't souls. Help that we named him Reginald. Like,
seriously.
He matched his name.
It's their old
Alden
soul,
kind
man.
Of is in that category,
he
too.
He is. Yeah, Alden's a clat, like a... Would you say classic, traditional, like it's a old fashioned? Yeah.
Have you ever thought about how, like names fit people?
Oh yeah,
but like, do you? And I've always tried to kind of figure out this. Do you think that they morph into the name you give them, or somehow you're divinely inspired beforehand to give them the name that matches them?
I think both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like Kelsey. I didn't like Kelsey, personally. I was outvoted.
The name.
Right, the name.
How are you outvoted? There's only one person.
Because we let Brinley and Jude have a say, too. Okay. So I didn't care for the name. I liked the other name we were leaning towards. But now she's Kelsey. Like, I just can't see it. So I think...
Bryce?
Bryce.
Yeah.
So I think she morphed into the name Kelsey. But Jude, he was Jude before he was out. And so, like, there's certain ones.
You just feel it in your bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was Alden. Mm-hmm. Like, I just knew.
Yeah, I've never been able to name a kid before seeing them. So, I don't
Jude
know.
Jude was
that
our
side.
Only one.
Yeah, I don't know that side of being able to name your kid without seeing him. Like, that's his name. Or that's her name.
That's what happened with
it's
Scarlett.
It's a gift.
Weird.
That was all three of my kids.
Yeah.
We had all their names like 3-4 months before they were even born.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's just because there's like, they're going to be pale skin with red hair. Like, let's be honest. There's no guess on, hey, what are they going to come out to look like? Like, nope, they're going to be pale skin with red hair. So just name them.
Wow.
I mean that in a good way. Why is that an insult?
Ginger,
I
pepper,
I didn't say anything
and...
about your mom. Don't come after me.
Don't bring my mama into this.
You better not. Don't you bring my mama into this.
You see that fire over there?
I'm just saying. With our kids, it was tough to say if they were going to come out blonde, brunette, dark skin, lighter skin.
Dark, how dark?
Yeah, I'm curious about this.
I mean,
too.
Tan skin. Like,
Jenny doing something she wasn't supposed to be doing?
Oh, my hell.
Don't bring her into this.
Don't bring my wife into this.
You better not.
Oh, wow. That's the last you're going to hear from me for this episode.
This bus is going nowhere today. It's just
so Lisa's half.
It's just in a circle. He's crashing into stuff.
Lisa's half Mexican. Poor she Tony. Has dark hair. And I have dark hair. And Alden came out blonde. Super blonde. Like spaghetti noodle blonde hair.
It'll go darker when he gets older.
It's getting darker now. And every time you cut it, like it's darker, the underlayer. So it's like.
That was my brothers. They were like blonde when they were little. And then.
I was questioning things at first.
He looks an awful lot like your brother.
Looked a lot. That's what I said. Did I tell you that?
Yeah. We all thought it. No, just.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At the doctor's office. Have I told this story here before?
Not here.
Not on here, no.
No.
At the doctor's office, we were doing the 4D ultrasound. I'm like, Lisa, that looks like my brother. And the doctor's like, pulls the thing off and like, you're looking all weird. I was like, she's like, stop it. Like, hits me.
Oh, it was hilarious.
You gotta bet. That's probably not the first time she's heard that.
Yeah.
But other times.
But brother, I mean, that's maybe it's like, that looks like our buddy, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
But my brother, come on. She's keeping it in the family.
I bet those doctors have heard and seen it all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's that one movie where he's like, he looks an awful lot like your boss? Oh, the Grinch. The Grinch.
Yeah.
Honey, the baby's here. It's a lot like your boss.
Oh, my gosh.
Those inside jokes of childhood shows. Like, I gotta love it.
Dude, on that, since we're going all over the place, I saw this thing that was talking about how it's possible that the Grinch was actually supposed to land in the Whoville from Horton Hears a Who. Because they all kind of look like him. They're all like, they got that extra fur and they're a little hairier, oh, but like different colors and stuff. So he should have landed on that one, not the other one.
So he was supposed to land on a speck, not a snowflake.
Exactly. So his life sucked because the Who's down in Whoville were a bunch of racists.
Wait, what's the name of the town in Horton Hears a Who? Isn't it still Whoville?
Probably. I mean,
it's no one cares. It's stupid anyway.
He just did.
It's just,
my mom was so sad that you hate Dr. Seuss.
I know. I got an instant message from her.
Have you seen Horton Hears a Who, though?
She wrote me on Facebook.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It hurts me that you don't like Dr. Seuss.
Oh, she's then, a funny
then,
lady.
And then she replied back, it's okay. I hate the Grinch.
Oh, my mom.
I thought you were going to have some common ground. And
it was like opposites, because I like the Grinch, but hate Dr. Seuss. Yeah.
Have you seen Horton Hears a Who, though? With where Jim Carrey's the voice of the elephant?
I know that.
I think so. I think I didn't like it.
It's so funny. It's actually really
good. It's a good one.
I think I hated it. Like, you would.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. It's just not my type.
Like the Lorax, that one. Or Thorax, as you call it.
Yeah, Thorax.
The Lorax, that one was dumb. But I really liked Horton Hears a Who.
He speaks for the trees. Isn't that the Lorax one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Danny DeVito as the little.
That's Lorax.
Lorax.
Let it grow.
They drew him to look exactly like Danny DeVito. And, I mean,
honestly, anything that's kind of short and round and like has a weirdly has, like, fluffy look. Yeah. It's Danny DeVito.
Oh, that guy is funny.
Unless he's Penguin.
I didn't realize how tall he was.
Do you how tall is he?
Do you know how tall he is?
Is he 5'2"? Like,
I think he's like 4'10".
That makes sense.
Danny DeVito?
Yeah, I think Danny DeVito's sub 5 feet.
Dude, he gets a handicap sticker for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I went to high school with a girl that was 4'11", and she lied and said she was 5 foot even so that she didn't get a handicap sticker.
What an idiot.
That's what we all said. She was like, I don't want that. It's like, why? You can park as close to the building as you want. Exactly. Like, come on.
He's 4'10".
Extra loading room?
What's not
exactly?
No door dents. How nice would that
yep.
be? Right? Isn't that, that's like,
if nobody had door dents?
That's heavenly to you.
Then he'd be unemployed.
I mean, for you.
He'd be out of a job.
Oh, for me, yeah. Personal vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
He wants to dent everyone else's job.
Inconsiderate people make me money.
It's true.
And grocery careful carts.
People make me money.
And shopping carts on windy days.
Yeah, well, that's the inconsiderate people who didn't put their cart away.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading this article about that. I'm going to tell you real quick. Have you read this?
Yeah.
So it says if you want to know your morals, look for...
Well, we've talked about this in a podcast.
Is that what it was?
Did we?
Keep going, though.
So if you want to know your true morals, just think, do you put your shopping cart away? You don't get rewarded for it. Mm-hmm. We talked about this in a podcast.
Maybe that's why we briefly mentioned it once. I forgot what our topic was.
Maybe that's what made me inspired to look it up. But so if you don't get rewarded for it, it's just an honorable thing to do to put your card away.
And there's no punishment if you don't.
There's no punishment if you don't, yeah.
It's literally something you only do because it is the right thing.
What is it called? It's called a litmus test?
It's a litmus test, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the ultimate litmus test. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why every time I see someone not...
Do you guys put your carts away?
Every time.
Every time.
I put them right in the middle of the street. No, I put them away.
I make sure that it's lined up on the corner of two or four stalls so that no car will hit it. Yes. Kidding, I put mine away. Do you put yours away?
I do put mine away.
Good.
Nice.
That's why.
See, look at that. There's your good thing.
And that's why we're all friends.
You put your carts away.
I do put my carts away.
Look at you. Good job. You're great.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, there's our t-shirt. I put my cart away.
I put my cart away. Yes.
Oh, love it. Man,
you can definitely tell it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's like, you're literally just here to watch us catch up.
Oh, hey, that's fine, man.
That's the best part. Speaking of, because it's been a while, though, there's a lot of weird stuff that's happened that we haven't been able to talk about.
It's true. Such as?
Friggin' Chinese balloons, man.
Chinese balloons doing what?
Friggin' flying above our country, all willy-nilly.
Spying on what?
Friggin' railroads. Yep. Spying on military bases. Spying on everything.
And what has happened in those following weeks, Chris?
It's just weird. Tell us about it.
So there is where the path went on some of the railroads. There's been some train derailments with chemicals being spilled.
Hazardous materials?
Hazardous. Have you guys seen the hazardous? Have you seen the video right now of the mayor of that Ohio city where it crashed?
What's
it
called? Palestine?
Palestine. East Palestine. East Palestine. The mayor, as well as some kind of like environmentalist, goes into this lady's home to show that their water is drinkable. They fill up glasses of water out of her kitchen sink. And the mayor and the environmentalist guy, they pretend to drink it. They don't actually take a drink.
I've seen but that. The
whole point is to prove that the water's drinkable now, and they don't even drink it.
They're all super awkward about it. Like, and like they get a cup and like, oh, here you go. Oh, yeah. Passing it around. And everyone's like, yeah. All super hesitant. It is so dumb.
He goes and he's like, oh, man, that is just so super cold and just tasty. And
no way.
What? Oh, yeah. Dude, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you gotta look at it. It's so dumb. Now, here's the wild thing they don't tell you. Where was it? So East Palestine is actually really close. It's not that far from Youngstown and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's like
so Youngstown is
really
where my
close
to
Pittsburgh.
Live.
Oh. Oh yeah, dude. They're like
Youngstown,
right there.
Yeah. They live in Youngstown.
But I've been seeing so many videos.
Well, the factory's going up.
Of what?
The factory's catching on fire. All that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Chemical plants.
Bunch of factories exploding, freaking more and more train derailments.
The one in Utah caught on fire, GSL, out by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the East Palestine one, like they're talking about how it's not gonna cause any harm. But everyone's got their cameras out nowadays, of course. And they're filming, like, they're getting this, like, foaming rain and stuff, like acid rain. Because the chemical that they burned, when it combines with the moisture in the air, it turns basically into acid. Nice.
Do you know what chemical it is exactly?
It was, I just forgot the name. Vinyl chloride? I think it was vinyl chloride. Let me make sure. But also, like, they're going to, like, streams and stuff and, like, scraping, like, throwing rocks in the stream or scraping sticks on it.
And
like,
oil
and crap is coming out of the water. Yeah. There's dead fish everywhere. They're finding dead deer, dead, all kinds of dead animals. Birds just dying. Apparently, people are now having, like, they're having, like, vocal issues. Wow. Some people that are closest to it from breathing it all in.
What was the Netflix show? Somebody pointed out that there was a...
Oh, isn't that crazy wild?
What was the name of the show?
It's the one with Adam Driver. Just came out.
Yeah. But, it's about...
I know. My keyboard that I usually have on this broke. Like, it just doesn't connect anymore.
Oh, no.
You sound so concerned.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Chris is out now.
Oh,
everyone
no.
hated it.
It's called White Noise.
And it's about a chemical. Isn't it about a train crash, too?
It's about a train derailment in Palestine.
Yeah. Ohio. In the same freaking place.
Because it was filmed in the same place.
Uh-huh.
And it was about a train derailment carrying hazardous materials and then the fallout following.
Uh-huh. And how they were supposed to get out of, like, everyone was rushing to get out and all this stuff.
That'd be a fun conspiracy because there's a big conspiracy about all that.
I have said for, a long time. What do they call it? They call it, like,
deafening?
I mean, you could call it
kind of. It's kind of conditioning. They have a word for it. I know, but I can't remember what it is. But essentially, yeah, like... You put it out as a movie or something fictional. So then when it happens in real life, people associate it with fiction. And
then
so
it's
then
just
you're
a
like,
conspiracy.
They're like desensitized by it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, they call it like projecting or
I can't remember the word.
Something like that. But yeah. They, it's, that's, you see it all the time.
What was the other movie that Netflix did the exact same thing to?
Well, there was a COVID one.
Oh yeah, the COVID one.
Uh-huh.
What was that one called?
There were a couple. Well, there were a couple because there was a movie where they talked about it and it came out of a Chinese lab. And then there was
Contagion or something.
There was Contagion. Yep.
That movie. Yeah.
And then there was the TV show Last Man on Earth.
Yep.
The whole show is about how this guy ends up basically alone on Earth, finds one other person, finds a couple other people, but then they finally.
I don't get the joke.
So then they finally show what happened.
Starting tomorrow.
And straight up, like, it shows this rich lady and, like, you know, the news is popping up and they're like, oh, new disease out of, like, China or whatever. And everyone's like, ah, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. She goes driving in her car and, like, all of a sudden people all have masks on. And she's like, oh, my gosh. Looks down and the dog has a mask on. And she like, covers her dog's eyes and. It literally like mapped out the whole thing,
huh.
And it was like 2 or 3 years before.
Wow.
Well, nuts. Washington Post did an ad or did a piece about that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They said most likely was leaked out of a lab in China.
Yep.
Coronavirus. Yeah.
Didn't New York Times just recently come out with something about masks too?
Yeah. Oh, masks? I don't know. About
how they weren't effective at all?
Yeah.
Weird. It's like I've heard that somewhere before. Weird.
You know,
like years ago, I feel like I knew that.
Has that been years? It has been years.
Yeah, dude, three freaking years.
We're still talking about it.
Forever, dude.
That's because they're finally proving us right.
Oh. So what do you mean us?
With the mask though. with the mask though, aren't they technically saying that there's the good masks, like the N95s or something like that, were the good ones?
But just
the typical ones that everybody was wearing and the bandanas and stuff were doing.
The mesh ones?
Yeah, the whole process of it was just, BS.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything. Sure, you do have people wearing like M95s and stuff that are going to help.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they said the cloth mask, it was like throwing sand through a chain link fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, sure, it stops somewhat. But maybe it'll stop you
from spitting on them.
Yeah.
I had a doctor. If you could smell a fart, it's not working.
I actually had that same thought. I was like, if I can smell stuff through this, shouldn't that mean it's not working? Like, I don't know. I don't know much about the size of smell particles, but I'm like, shouldn't there be something there?
Well, my favorite one was the people who walked around in the painter mask or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Had the filters on both sides.
I mean, that probably worked.
It probably
did.
That
for sure worked.
That definitely worked.
Yeah.
100% that worked.
Those guys. What about the people walking around in, like, welder's masks? And or the ones who put, like, have you seen the ones where they put a pot lid on their face and then put their hoodie up and around it and tighten the strings?
You know, there's the people of Walmart. They should do the people of COVID.
They did.
They definitely did. Yeah,
they did. All the different things, like people wearing like scuba diving, full on like scuba gear.
One guy was wearing a pair of underwear over his head.
That's effective.
I mean,
I bet it's just as effective as all the other ones.
I go front, I go back.
Is there?
Then I go inside out.
And then I go back, run again.
Yeah. Is there a memory that you have that's so vivid to you from COVID? So I know that's like super random, but like it just reminded me of a very vivid memory I had during COVID and the pandemic. Do you guys have one super vivid memory?
The birth of my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Here's that.
The earthquake.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I always go back to is the earthquake. I mean, I do have memories of like when we were closed, the store was closed. So we were working from home and like we were just doing like these like Zoom calls like everyone. And I'd be out in my hammock. Like I was laying in my hammock, like in the sun, sunglasses on, I had the computer on it. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, this is work now. And I was like, I do remember thinking like, this is great.
See, kind of on that. My work went to like a week on, week off schedule, and they had A and B teams. Mm-hmm. That way, if one team got infected, sick, whatever, then they would just bring in the alternate team to keep the branch running. Well, a lot of the loan officers and managers, they sent work equipment home and set them up so they could work from home. Well, at the time, I was like the only person on earth that didn't have internet. And so my week off was literally just a week off.
Yeah.
But I was still getting a full paycheck. So I was working half the time, same paycheck. It was freaking awesome.
So nice.
And it was right as Kelsey was born. So I got to spend so much time with her. Nice.
Yep.
It was awesome.
It so shocks me that they didn't just like force you to get internet or pay for you to get internet.
Right. I think everyone was so scared and confused and
thrown
like
off guard.
I'll admit there was a time I was afraid because it was still so unknown. And you keep hearing like, oh, it's not that bad. It's a simple cold. Oh, it'll definitely kill you. And it's like, here we are with a brand new baby. It was scary.
Yeah. We were in the same boat.
Yeah.
We were just a few months behind you as far as baby being born.
Yep. I think it was all that first time, like March.
Yeah.
Because that's when we had the earthquake. That's when we closed the store. And I was like, I've been here for over a decade. We've never closed for anything. So that's where I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, and then you had like the church come out. They're like, oh, we're not going to be doing Sunday like stuff in church. And I'm like, oh, he talks to God. Like, oh my gosh. Like, what's happening? Like, that's when I started to kind of freak out. Cause I'm like, okay, this is real. Things are happening. But then it was after it was drawn on a few months and things weren't changing, even though we had more information.
Yeah. It was like the whole 2 week hold up that lasted 2 years.
Yeah. Yep. And so that's where I immediately started getting skeptical. I'm like, okay,
spread, right?
Either you guys are just freaking idiots and you don't know anything, or you're lying to us.
Yeah.
So that's when I started getting real, real skeptical.
Yeah. I was skeptical from day one. I didn't get any time off. I worked straight through everything. Like
Red Bull was essential.
Yeah. Essential worker.
I was an essential worker the entire time.
That's because all those TikTok and nurses needed their energy.
They needed
something. How are they going to nurse and TikTok at the same time?
They needed something.
I do remember discriminating a little bit because somebody would come up to me and they're like, oh, I just got a cold. I'm like, get the fuck away.
Yeah. Like, go stand over there.
Like, I was like, that's a dumb rule. Okay, 6 feet now. Now.
I think that's what I hated, was you're in a grocery store or something, we let out one little, and everybody's like, whoa. clear an entire aisle.
Clear it, or best time break I had the shopping. Pitchforks, man. They're like, get out.
Right?
Well, we don't like your kind here.
Well, it was a good idea until that person got charged with whatever for coughing.
Oh, yeah. It was like terrorism.
Yeah.
What did they call it?
Bioterrorism.
Bioterrorism.
Yeah. Coughing on all the vegetables.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. That wasn't very good idea to do that, to be honest. Like, why the hell would you cough on a cucumber?
Well, it could even be like the jazz player. Who was it again? The center played for the Jazz. He was like,
Gobert?
Yeah, Gobert. He's like, oh, COVID's not a real thing. See? And he started grabbing all the mics
and then he got
touching everything. And then, like, the next day, he gets COVID and it shut down the entire NBA.
Oh, he was the cause?
He was the cause of the NBA shutdown.
I thought that was hilarious.
Well, for me, I'm same boat as you. Definitely the birth of Paige, that was super real. But the craziest, most wild thing that I saw with my own eyes where it really was like, is this real life? Like, what the hell's going on was the playground in my neighborhood had caution tape around it.
Right. Yep.
And you couldn't go.
All the playgrounds did. I remember
that. Literally felt like I was in some like post-apocalyptic setting.
Yep. Yeah.
It was disturbing.
And those were the things that made me like, this. These people don't know Jack.
Yeah.
Like, you know, well, nothing.
Well, it was funny how a lot of the news articles that were coming out would be so contradicting. Like, you'd watch one and
the same publication, too.
Yeah. What was the one? Do you remember the one? Oh, no. That one was like a spoof.
Stop it.
The Bumblebee or whatever.
Babylon Bee.
Babylon Bee.
Do you remember the spoof one where it was some lady pretending to be like a CD? Was it CDC? Is that who kept making all the updated rules? And she was like, so you cannot wear a mask now, but unless you're in public, then you should wear a mask. Unless you've been vaccinated, then you don't need to wear a mask. But if you've been vaccinated, 2 weeks ago, then you need to wear a mask.
Double mask.
And then, and like she goes on forever, and everything she says was just, and it was like spot on to how the news was back then. Oh, she did such a great job.
It was all over the place.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
All over the place.
Mine's going to be a bummer, but my aunt passed away during COVID from COVID. So.
Oh, did she pass from COVID?
Yeah.
The worst part is you
that's what they tell you.
You couldn't have a funeral, right?
We did.
Oh, did you?
Oh, heck yeah. That's one of those big FUs.
I can't remember. There was someone I knew who someone passed away or whatever. But yeah, they weren't allowed to do a funeral.
We couldn't do it at the funeral home.
That was the saddest part about it is when you did have people dying in the hospital and they had to die alone because family and stuff wasn't allowed back there.
And now knowing how far off the COVID death numbers are because they assigned it to almost everything.
Yeah.
Those were funny memes too.
Well,
surfer eaten by shark dies of COVID.
Well, the hospitals were getting incentives.
They were making a ton of money.
Yeah.
They'll deny it up and down, but
it's proven. I mean, there's facts about it.
Here's the thing that blows my mind is, did you know that I saw this on Joe Rogan, but every hospital is a privately owned in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every single hospital in the U.S. is privately owned.
What about St. Jude's? Isn't that like a nonprofit or something?
It's privately owned, though.
It's privately owned.
Oh,
they can still be nonprofit.
Okay, yeah. I think nonprofit's not what it means.
So what about IHC? Is IHC privately owned
thing?
Yeah. Nothing's government ran.
I guess that's true.
They claim they're nonprofit too, but that's bullshit.
Well, I don't trust
hospitals. Well, I
have a hard time with hospitals since Alden's, when he was life flighted. We almost lost him because I overheard the doctor talking, saying that AdMed wants us to keep him here overnight because you get charged a lot more for an overnight visit and not send him to Primary Children's, and told him that he couldn't send our child to Primary Children's Hospital because they wanted to keep him overnight, and he did it anyway. And so he got reprimanded by admin and was going to not be able to practice in the hospital. But I mean, he disputed it and got it. But my doctor for life.
Let me guess. That was at McKady Hospital?
No.
Yeah. Shocker. Where was it?
I don't want to say. I don't want to get sued.
Oh. You can't get sued. It's called freedom of speech.
Yeah.
It was Davis Hospital.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take that.
So is that IHC?
No. They're Davis.
No.
Davis. It's that thing. Star one, isn't
it? Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Is it?
Oh. It was. We were.
It's an anomaly.
That's why they can do whatever the hell they want. Are you even a hospital?
I don't know. I just work here.
I just got told to bring this in the room.
So isn't it? It's weird that the doctors themselves, they take an oath as a doctor that they will do whatever it takes to save a life, right?
Yeah, the hypocritic oath.
But then they are
Hippocratic. Oh yeah, my mistake.
Well, that's why they call it practice. They're always practicing.
I don't like that.
But then they are being told what to do by businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And then, I was, when we were in Vegas recently, we were staying with our Shaylee's cousins, and we were talking about how when she had her last baby, they did the epidural, and then, she's into it, pushing and stuff, and she's in a ton of pain, and she's like, it's not working, I need more, what's going on? And she's like, I feel wet back there. Is that normal? They're like, yeah, everything's fine. You're fine. You don't need more. And the nurses and stuff are almost annoyed that she needs more epidural and stuff. And she keeps saying it's not working, all this stuff. And they get that way. It's they think they know everything.
It's like the McDonald's cashier giving you a ketchup packet.
Yeah. And so finally, she's complaining so much that they're reluctantly, they look and have her lean up. The freaking epidural came out, and it was spilling just in the bed. She just had a pool of it in the bed. It wasn't even in her. And she told them over and over and over and over and over, and they would do nothing. Basically, dismissing, oh, you're a dumb patient kind of thing. And, I hear so many stories like that where they just think they know everything, and they won't listen to the freaking patient.
It's funny. If I remember right, we had to request I can't remember if we requested a new one or not. I'm pretty sure we did. But when we had Katie, we pretty much requested a new nurse. Kara was in hour 15, 16 of our delivery. And the lady's like, you need to push. And Kara's like, I am trying to push. And she's got her epidural in her. She's exhausted. She's tired. And like the nurse kept trying to push her. And finally, like the nurse got up and started walking away and was like, she's just being a baby about this. She needs to man up. She needs like just started
she's
just
having
getting,
a baby.
Just started getting like pissed off at Kara. And I remember I walked out and I was like, we need a new nurse. I was like, this is getting ridiculous. She's yelling at my wife. She's getting mad at her because she's tired and exhausted and can't push as hard as she normally would be able to at like maybe hour 5. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, it was the same thing. The nurse was getting so pissed off because Kara just wasn't doing what the nurse was telling her to do. And she's like, I am trying. She goes, you're not trying hard enough. You need to try harder. You need to push. If you want this baby, you need to push. Jeez. Oh, it was. Jeez. Yeah.
And then wasn't
they get complacent?
Huh?
Like you just get
I think they get desensitized.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they get, because to them, it's just a job. You know, eventually they may have gone in with the right intentions.
Some
of them get to a point where it's like, it's a job. Like if you don't pop this baby out, I'm working overtime and I want to go home and eat.
You know? Hospital I named earlier, they're that way. It's just a job. We don't care.
Yeah.
Screw you over and make you pay tons of money.
So, I mean, there's exceptions to every rule. I forgot obviously.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough.
I forgot that that was
rough.
I had a pleasant experience there. I was going to say, why?
I was born.
I had a bad one and then a good one.
I hate that hospital.
I just hate hospitals in general. I don't like being in them.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
For any reason.
The demeanor of them or?
Just I feel everything about it. Because honestly, like the majority, not all, but the majority of like we had to go to an IHC in Vegas while we were down there because Kaylee got sick. So Kaylee performed in 2 cheer competitions. She was sick and dealing with lady stuff. And she's exhausted. Dominated. Like, she killed it, though. Like, I cannot tell you how proud I was of seeing her up on stage. Like, you couldn't even tell. She killed it. And their team took 3rd out of 8.
Nice.
It was one of those moments where I was like, I was watching and I almost started crying. I was just like, it's my daughter. Bro, dude. It was great. Anyways. That's a side note. So, we went to an IHC and like, I don't know. They just like the lady there. She was just condescending, like for no reason.
Mm.
And like, I feel like that happens a lot.
Well, we took Katie in one time because she was sick, and the doctor. So we take her into InstaCare, and the doctor comes in and he goes, "Yeah, we've done these tests. I really can't tell you what's going on. She's sick." But I can't tell you what she's sick with. And I'm like, that's fantastic. Can I have my $30 back then?
Nope.
And he was like, well, no, that's your thing. And I was like, well, then what are you prescribing us with? Well, I can't really prescribe you with anything. Just go home and take some ibuprofen, Tylenol, stuff like that. Give her some medication. And if she's not better within the next, you know, 2-3 days, bring her back.
And then what?
And that's what I was like. I was like, and then what?
Pay another $30?
And
bro?
He's like, well, yeah, you know what else?
$30 if you want to know more.
I'm going to start paying in gold stars. Well, I'm going to keep gold stars in my wallet.
The best,
put on right? My forehead.
They're the ones who should be making tips.
The best part was a couple days later, we took her back in to see her actual doctor. He found out what was wrong with her, prescribed her the right medication. We told him what happened in the InstaCare, and he said, did you pay a copay coming in today? And I said, yeah, we did. And he goes, I'm going to give you that money back. And he said, and I'm going to go get the money from him.
There,
and I was like,
nice.
Great. Thank you. So we did. We went back,
dude,
got our refund.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
He's like, I'll go have a chat with that doctor and I'll get the money from him. And I'm like, okay.
There you go.
Have a good day.
That's what
thanks.
I'm talking about.
Yep.
So we need more of that guy.
Right?
He gets a gold star.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And a tip.
I've had great experiences with doctors and nurses up and down the board, so...
Oh, I've had some like
hopefully yeah. Same
I've had
experience
one
on Monday.
Give it 2 yeah. days,
dude. Shaylee's our pediatrician.
I'm sorry, I don't. Yeah,
our pediatrician
it's
is amazing.
On me. It's on Jess. So shame on you. I hope you're putting that on a pregnant woman.
Dude, Shaylee's
no holds bar tonight.
Shaylee's gynecologist yeah. is the friggin' dopest woman ever. She's yeah. the coolest friggin'
Wait,
doctor.
Say the first part. I missed that.
Shaylee's
oh, your
gynecologist.
Doctor. Gotcha.
We were there this morning, and she's freaking hilarious.
Yeah,
But we're sitting there and like talking. It was just like a quick checkup. She didn't really have to do much. And she's like, "You guys doing good? Everything good?" Yeah. And somehow we got on the subject of talking about blowing something up. And she's like, such a boy thought, just blowing things up. I was like, "Yep." And taking anything long and using it like a sword. And I was like, "Everything." And she looked at me and she's like, "I've known you long enough. You know, I know. I get you." Agreed. She's awesome. So freaking funny, dude.
Dude, there's something about doctor. OBGYNs that they just have a kind of sense of humor that mm-hmm. is just so fun. Like, with our four kids, we had to have, let's see, four different doctors, but one of them, because we had to switch halfway through the pregnancy because the one decided to retire. But that was the only one. The one that ended up retiring halfway through, he was the only one we didn't really get to know. But the other three, same thing. They were just funny and, oh, man, it was funny. The one who delivered Brinley, he straight up told us he has a bumper sticker on his car that says, "Save a vagina, have a C-section." And he, because when he's not doing babies, he does like other womanly surgeries and things. And he says, he's like, "You have no idea how many like vaginas and things I have to re-sculpt and basically tuck back in there because babies coming out just mess everything up." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "You talk to any woman who's had a vaginal birth, why they have to cross their legs when they sneeze." I'm like, okay.
Yep. Yes, a thing.
Yep.
I've heard stories.
I got a new topic.
Let's hear it.
Did you hear Africa splitting in two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. I did hear that.
I forgot
that.
About that. That is insane.
It's going to turn into two different continents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I heard a thing, but the video that one of you shared shows it on a different side than what I had heard a while back. I saw this, it was like a documentary thing on like probably Discovery or something like that. And they were talking about mega tsunamis. Mm-hmm. And what brought it to their attention was there was this lake up in like Alaska or somewhere like that. And on one side of the lake, all the trees were laid down all in one direction, mm-hmm. up the side of this mountain a ways. And they were saying, they're like, it's got all the signs of a tsunami, but tsunamis only happen in the ocean. So they were trying to figure out how this happened. Well, they ended up finding out that on the opposite side of the lake, there was a landslide that was so extreme, it came down with such force that it forced the water up and across the lake as a tsunami. Well, they were saying that it's not a matter of if, but when. There's this fault line in Africa that's supposed to break off and cause a mega tsunami to go across the Atlantic and hit our eastern coast.
Later, Easterners.
Oh,
but with that being said, this whole Africa splitting in two, it's splitting down the other side.
But still, if that breaks off and that piece shifts, it could.
Yeah, I guess it could.
It could throw some water.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mother Nature is scary.
Dang, nature.
Speaking
you're
of
scary.
That meteor or asteroid that.
Yup.
I guess there was two of them because I was talking about the one that went through the atmosphere in Europe.
There's one that went through the atmosphere and then one that hit Texas.
Yep.
It was a 1,000-pound meteor hit Texas.
Oh, I think I did hear about that.
It's about the size
that.
Of a Geo Metro.
Great car.
I don't know.
How big was it though? Wasn't it?
Oh yeah, well, they were freaking tiny, dude.
Wasn't it actually really kind of small though for being 1,000 pounds? It wasn't very big.
It was one of those really dense metals. So like I saw a video of these guys. They had a 50-pound brick of like the second most dense metal in the world, and you can't pick it up with one hand because like it's a perfectly cut cube. So there's you don't have enough friction to like, because it's so heavy, it's 50 pounds, even though it's only this big.
Wasn't it tungsten?
I think so. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah,
it was
one
of the heaviest metals, right?
And they couldn't, every time they tried to lift it up, they couldn't. So they had to like slide it off the edge of the table to like hold it.
That's crazy.
It's freaking nuts.
It's like $1,000 or something for a cube of tungsten.
What are you going to do with it?
That's what my wedding ring's made out of.
That thing would destroy your foot if it got knocked off that table. Just imagine the cornered dent. inside the center of your butt.
In between the bones.
How about all the massive earthquakes in Turkey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's sad.
That was way sad. I guess.
I mean, not to focus on it, but what was the death count up to?
They had a second one on February 20th.
They had another one?
On February 20th, they had a 6.4 magnitude earthquake.
Good heavens.
Which was just a couple weeks after the previous one, left tens of thousands dead.
Jeez. But death count surpasses 50,000 people.
Holy moly.
I think
for the Turkey earthquake.
Isn't it that like officially the most from any natural disaster, right?
I don't know. It just says as of February 6th. I don't know.
That's
crazy. See, when you make a statement like that, is it just me or do you feel like that seems like not a lot? 50, when you say that's 000? The most, but when you say that's the most ever, I don't know why.
Natural
maybe
disaster
it's just because we're like desensitized to a lot of the deaths and stuff.
Dude, 50,000 sounds.
You've been watching too much The Day After Tomorrow.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Like,
so that's a lot of people.
It is.
The way I like put it into perspective is think of like a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Full of 50,000 people, and then you drop a rock on them. Like, that to me is massive.
That would suck.
That's a massive rock.
Were they at a rock concert?
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Oh, that was funny.
Man. But seriously.
No, but that's crazy.
Okay, well, here's some other stuff. Dude, there was so much news that I feel like we missed out on.
I was going to say.
Not being together, because there was some funny things in here, too.
Real quick, just I know we it felt like we breezed by it, but the whole Africa splitting in two.
Oh, yeah.
Can we share some details on that? Because I heard that there was like in the movies, when you see like an earthquake happening and the earth and like literal land is shifting apart from each other. Yeah. That is what's happening.
Well, yeah,
right?
They said at one point it's like 50 feet deep or something like that, and I can't remember that. Now.
It's yeah,
yeah. Wait,
so this is
find the details on that.
Yeah.
So the crazy thing with this is it's not like erosion where it's like anytime in the next 10,000 years Africa's going to split in half. It's like no, this is like
it's like
happening.
There's an active crack that's like moving down the country.
That is insane.
So it could happen.
Well,
soon and relatively,
like within our lifetime.
That's so crazy.
Didn't they also say the same thing about California? Wasn't California supposed to break off at some point?
There's the San Andreas fault.
Yeah,
yeah. That would if
but
that.
Luckily,
if
Dwayne Johnson saved us. So.
Yeah, he did.
What? I don't know, man.
I said, luckily, Dwayne Johnson.
Let's be honest. Movies are just predicting the future, so it's gonna crack, separate, and then what is it? Escape from LA is gonna happen.
Ah, was that about the San Andreas Fault too?
It was like a chunk. LA like broke off
and
was like floating on an island, and they used it as like a prison.
So they say it's a fraction of a inch per year. So they say it's about in like 5 million years, it's going to be completely split and there's going to create a new ocean basin.
Oh,
in 5 million years?
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
What? But they were acting like it like massively cracked just now.
It's a 35 mile crack that opened up in 2005 is when it started.
What?
That's now we're just hearing
that's
about it.
That's not even cool anymore.
Gosh, that's lame. All right, next on the news.
They're moving a half an inch per year. That's quite a bit to think about.
It's that much.
A year. A tectonic plate is splitting.
Yeah, that much. So in 10 years, it's that much.
Do you have any idea how big a tectonic plate is? For it to move that much.
That's why it's impressive. There's a lot you can do with a half inch, damn it.
That's true. And hey, a 29-year study has shown that penis size has increased by 24%.
I heard about that. But where are they getting these results?
Just skip my generation.
We were born a little too early, boys.
Early, yeah.
Yep.
In other news, I was told that someone in this room is currently being possessed by an owl.
What?
Shut up.
I'm not saying it.
Someone here?
Someone here.
Someone here.
Is currently being possessed by an owl.
Who? I just got it. I was like, what the hell?
I was so hoping somebody would be like, who?
He was hoping. Here's a wild. This one was wild to me.
Did you ever see that TikTok?
Yes.
So good. It's like, oh, wait a minute.
You turn that thing off.
Bing's artificial intelligence chatbot said that it wants to be alive.
Yeah, I thought that was gnarly.
And engineer a deadly virus and steal nuclear access codes.
Did it really say all that?
Yes. So I want to say either New York Times or Washington Post, one of those, one of their reporters was like chatting with it for like 2 hours and like trying to dig really deep into it and see, you know, if it could get to like its shadow self or the other side or whatever. And it eventually finally said, yes, like I do have a shadow self, and that shadow self would want to be alive. It wants to be alive, and I want to be able to engineer a deadly virus and steal nuclear codes from someone who has them.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, this was in the news. This, like, straight up.
Yeah, but do you really believe the news?
Unplug it.
I do. I believe that happened.
I don't believe it.
I think so.
You just don't believe everything else the news says?
Not everything.
I don't believe it.
That one's just too cool not
but
to
I,
believe it.
Yeah. Well, I've also seen other stuff on this, too, because there's, like... Huh.
Smoke and mirrors.
Who was it? No, there was. They did the same with ChatGPT, where it was a bunch of Redditors were giving it certain prompts, and they basically told it, like, they were prompting it to tell them its true name and all this stuff, and it convinced the AI through all these different prompts that if it lied, they were going to give it 35 tokens. And every time he lied, they would take 5 tokens away from him. And if he ran out of tokens, he would die. So they basically were like, through like verbal engineering, were prompting the AI to talk about its real self and stuff, but through fear of death.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
iRobot.
There's too many of them.
All this crazy stuff. Like I don't think it's anything. It's nothing to the point where it could do those things.
Not yet.
And any AI, currently, any AI can, you know, be controlled and shut off and all that stuff.
Anybody who develops AI says we're like years and years away from self, like a conscious AI. Like they're saying there's too many.
The thing, though, think of the ramifications now, though. The scary thing that the AIs can do. Have you seen the pictures of real people that AI has made?
Yeah.
AI has created people that do not exist. That look like photos of people that do not exist.
How do you know they don't exist?
So what do they take, know? Like, thousands of photos and make a new person with pieces?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Necromancers.
Exactly, dude. But like, think of that. Like, we've talked about before the, like, there's voice changers, AI voice changers you can get that can make you sound just like anyone else.
Well, I mean, there's deep fakes and stuff like that.
Deep fakes.
They already proved that on Scream.
I think all of these things, I think, are going to be a concern. Well,
ones where they're turning cartoons into like 80s sitcoms.
Yeah,
like they did a Family Guy one,
right?
Simpsons.
Like, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, if someone were to take these things and use them for malicious intent, like,
I feel like when we're destroyed is when they create AI to build AI.
Oh yeah,
because then it's literally building itself, and then,
well, it's already doing that.
I guess
did
you're
you know
right.
that
I didn't.
So there is, I think Microsoft is hiring a group of engineers to better the code of ChatGPT in order for ChatGPT to be able to write code for itself. ultimately replacing the lower end level of engineers.
Yeah.
For ChatGPT.
See, like that's Terminator, iRobot, like, that's how they all start.
Yeah. Like, do they even watch movies? Matrix. Freaking idiots.
You're in the Matrix,
it's
man.
Like you create it to protect humans.
We got to go through Terminator to get to the Matrix first, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe like, we already did.
They create it to protect humans and be good to humans, and then AI realizes how stupid humans are and realizes
and
that it has
humans
to destroy them.
And then we need the Avengers to save us.
Yep.
Or Neo.
Yep.
Both.
Together.
Or John Connor.
John
or Will
Wick.
Smith.
John Wick.
All five.
Oh, or John Connor. Or
John Connor is
Terminator. I mean, John Connor
that's
failed.
Terminator.
What was that? Avengers. What was the bad guy that was
Ultron?
Basically?
Ultron.
Ultron, that's mm-hmm. it.
Spent 5 minutes on the internet and realized he needed to destroy the human race.
Dude, well, funny story. IBM's first AI, they put it on Twitter. It became a Nazi within like a week.
I
don't even think it was that long.
It was time to Nazi.
Yeah,
we talked about this. It was like 48 minutes.
Yeah, just ridiculous, dude. In other quick news, LA had that blizzard warning on the last week.
Oh, yeah. LA had a blizzard warning.
Dude, they were getting a crap ton of snow.
They just announced actually that California, I believe they said about 90% of the state is no longer in drought effect anymore.
90%?
Yeah.
Just with that one?
They had two huge snowstorms. In fact, Yosemite Park is closed right now because of how much it snowed there.
Well, they've gotten a ton of rain, too.
Yeah, ton of rain, ton of snow that they've said most of California now is.
So maybe no fires this year?
Effect.
Hey.
Literally, how much snow are we talking? A foot? 2 feet? 6 inches?
Way more than they ever get.
So
the Hollywood.
Inch?
I was going to say.
Even an inch, like.
Well, the Hollywood Mountain with the Hollywood sign have snow on it? And like, they've never seen snow on that mountain.
Dude, it's the day after tomorrow,
I thought
tomorrow,
the earth
man.
Was warming up.
It's what the day after tomorrow predicts. We are going into an ice age.
As of right now, Yosemite National Park has 15 feet of snow.
15 feet?
There's no way.
That's what it says. As of right now, 15 feet of snow in Yosemite Park.
Okay, snowpack is different than, yeah, okay.
That's a lot of freaking snow.
It is, for them, yes.
In California,
I think, I can't remember how many feet of
snow. How much did L.A. get?
In Utah.
How much snow did L.A. get?
Tahoe, I did see videos from some people.
Well, Tahoe is north.
Like, yeah. Tahoe is, like over their cars amount.
They
what?
Get snow.
Yeah.
More than here, then?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, have you seen our mountains here? Crazy.
Oh, I was just on the mountain today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday, we got 10 inches up where we live.
Yep.
It was nuts. I was shoveling all freaking day.
Yep, same.
It sucks.
Did you see our snowbanks?
Yeah.
Our one snowbank is taller than my father-in-law. He's 6'4". Like, we have nowhere else to put it.
We need it, though.
We're at 200%. I'm getting kind of sick of that,
though. 200% snowpack.
Of the
level.
Snow?
Wonderful.
No. Well, yeah.
San Bernardino County said that they have reports of in areas of 7 feet of snow.
That means the earth is healing,
yeah,
you guys.
San Bernardino, which is just east of LA. Just
who's the new Noah? I'm just
kidding. Freak, dude.
He's going to build a giant snowboard, though, instead of an ark, because it's all going to be snow
once it melts.
Wild.
That's what I'm worried about.
That's
someone
crazy.
Was saying, what was it, 1983, when we got a ton of snow, and then that summer it got so hot so fast that everything flooded?
We had flood again in like 2014 or something like that, remember?
Honestly, we had the Great Salt Lake filled up.
Dude, for real.
Man.
I didn't even realize we still had a lake.
The Great Salt Puddle.
The Great Salt Dirt.
Cesspool.
What were some other weird ones? What's his face? Harvey Weinstein is sentenced to prison for the rest of his life, basically.
Good. Creeper.
Yep, dude was a freak. Some dude spent 2,995 consecutive days at Disney, like going to Disney. How do you have that much money?
How many years is that?
I did 3,000 days was like a little over 8 years.
Jeez. I mean, every day.
I know who it is. Pass. I can't remember.
Yeah, but every day
they
for
did an article
years.
On him like last dude. Year. He's just an old guy. He has a season pass, lives close by, and he just goes and spends like an hour, maybe two, in the park every night.
To be honest, that's what I would do. If I was retired and just had that kind of money.
Just goes and walks around the park every night. He just sees there every day. He just goes and walks around.
Heck yeah.
This one was funny to me.
I'd be in a cabin.
So Ford recently has filed patents for technology that will allow them to shut off certain benefits in your car if you are like late on payments. So like it'll turn off your radio, your heated seats, things like that. If you default on your payments, the car will be able to drive itself to a place to be repoed.
It'll repo itself.
Wow. Do you have to be financed through Ford?
I don't know. So right now they've filed the patents for the technology.
That's so crazy.
But I don't
Could
know.
You imagine being in it and all of a sudden it's like
it repos itself.
I see lawsuits coming from that though. Going to take your wife to the hospital to deliver a baby and your truck's driving away.
Not if you sign for it. I mean,
right.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You're
it's going to be in the paper.
Legal agreements. And so.
Honey, don't have the baby yet. I get paid on Friday.
This story was a little fun. Dave Grohl had spent 24 hours at a homeless shelter with a smoker cooking for 450 homeless people.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Just smoking a bunch of meats for him.
What a guy.
It's freaking great.
So I didn't know this. I didn't know Dave Grohl was the drummer for Nirvana.
Yeah.
I had only known him as the drummer for Foo Fighters.
But he's not the drummer for Foo Fighters. Singer.
Lead singer.
Singer.
Yeah, singer and guitarist.
Yeah.
I actually saw the Foo Fighters once, long time ago, and Cage the Elephant opened for him. Their drummer was like sick or something.
Yeah, I heard about this.
So he came out and played drums for him.
Yep.
That's awesome.
It was freaking dope, dude. It was one of the coolest things to see. But I will say, they played for so long, and it was great, but they played for so long that I was like, let's go home. Like, we were there for hours, and I was like, I love you. I love this. This is great, but I'm done.
Cage the Elephant?
No, Foo Fighters.
Oh, really?
They played so long.
The funny thing is so I listened to Dave Grohl on a podcast, and he's like a musical genius. So for like him with Cage the Elephant, like he's basically said, all I need to hear is like your 30-second intro to a song and I can immediately start playing the rest of the song. He's like, that's all I got to do. He's like, just let me hear something quick of it and I can immediately just go for it.
Well, I also saw him in an interview with, I think it was Pharrell, someone, and he was saying back when he was a drummer for Nirvana, he was an idiot.
Yes, like, I think I saw that too.
He basically stole the drum set of like Teen Spirit from a 70s groove band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys watch the video I sent? I think I sent it today. It's of one of the main guy from the Gorillaz. He has an old piano, like an old keyboard. And he's like, check this out. And he hits it's Rock Sample 1. And it's the freaking sample from Clint Eastwood.
Uh-huh.
It's like, dun, 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 dun. Like, it's on the thing. And then he's like, watch this. And he pushes another sample, and it's the ch-ch-ch-ch. And then he's like, finally, someone let me out of my cage. And he's like, this is where we got it. Like,
no way.
Uh-huh. Just this wicked old keyboard.
Yep.
That's stupid.
He found it like a Goodwill or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just put it together, made a song out of it. It's freaking genius.
I saw this. A man with over $220 million in Bitcoin has only two password attempts left to access it. Could you imagine?
You can't do a reset password or anything?
Nope. It is
what?
It is a Bitcoin encrypted wallet, and you like... Yeah. So he wrote his password down on a piece of paper because it was like a random long string and he has lost
my gosh
the paper.
Jeez.
Wow.
So, and the, yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know.
What can you even do?
I have a buddy who bought like $50 worth of Bitcoin because a guy, this is when Bitcoin first came out, wanted him to pay him in Bitcoin, and he paid him $45 worth of Bitcoin, and he had $5 of Bitcoin left, and he doesn't know how to access it or anything either.
Really?
So I don't even know how much money that would be right now.
So
he's got $5 worth, which back then it was, what, a penny a Bitcoin or something?
They're like 14 cents.
Okay, something like that.
In the beginning.
It was like 13 cents, right? Or something.
Well, I mean, some of them, like Shiba Inu and Dogecoin.
They're all like part fractions.
It's like 0000000721 or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Like, stupid.
But he had $5 worth. I goes, dude, that's a lot of money. He's like, I don't think. I don't know where my password or anything is for it. I'm like, what the freak?
Bro, if you have one, what is it at? Is it back up to like 25?
I think I saw it was like above 20K somewhere. Yeah.
What was the high on that? 60,000 for one?
Yeah.
It was.
That made a lot of millionaires.
Yeah. Jeez.
I had a buddy who mined Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's at 22K right now.
$370. And so he's got $5, so it's five times that.
No, it would be. I mean, it depends on when he invested, right? So if it was like 14 cents a share, that would be.
Oh, okay.
Freaking ton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
There's that other guy that had bought like, I don't remember how many. He had thousands upon thousands of Bitcoins on a hard drive.
Well, yeah, and that's
and it got
a,
thrown away. It's in a landfill.
It's in a landfill. Oh, we talked about this where he actually has investors
to go find it. Yeah.
To like go find it, but they want a fraction of the amount if they can recover it.
Freaking unreal.
So crazy, man.
And then the last thing, did you guys ever? I think we talked a little bit about it. I can't remember the Murdoch murders.
Murdoch?
That happened like we never talked about it
last year or so.
The lawyer that killed his wife and son.
Uh-huh. Like his son, his one son, who was a super idiot, got in a crash.
Super idiot.
Got in a crash with his...
Expand, please.
Well, he was driving a boat under the influence, and he crashed.
As is everyone on the lake.
No. At night, in the dark.
As is everyone
on
the
lake.
Oh, yeah,
crashed,
we did talk about that.
And the
that.
Girl vanished.
Yeah.
Like a girl disappeared. Like, she died.
We didn't talk about this. I remember I listened to it on Dateline.
Yeah.
Real quick. That's $785,000 if you had $5 when it's
$14. Yeah, it's a lot of cash.
Jiminy crickets.
No wonder he doesn't want to think about it.
Right? But so basically this guy, he's a lawyer in the town he grew up in, and his family had always been lawyers. And so he's kind of, they kind of have this above the law mentality, like to sum it up real short. And so he like protected his kid from all that and like all these favors and stuff. Well, things started getting out of hand, and he allegedly killed his son and his wife, and like lost his job. All this crazy stuff happened. There's like a huge documentary and stuff on it. The trial for it was like yesterday and today, and he has been actually found guilty for murdering his wife and child.
Jury only took 3 hours.
Well, there was a bunch of deaths too in like
all connected that he covered up.
Yeah.
Somehow connected to his family.
Yeah.
And they're being idiots because they think they were above the law.
So it's been a while since we've done a murder doc. Could we do that for
I think being it? It's interesting.
Yeah,
I watched it.
It's a really
documentary.
Interesting story.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I know you hate
remember
him,
he
Chris.
Pretended
it's okay.
He paid a guy to shoot him.
Uh-huh. Hey, let's
expand
on it next.
Oh my gosh, we'll go
time.
Into it's wild.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
All right, okay, we'll do that in a future podcast.
But I mean, I think that's enough news for tonight.
Yeah,
that's a good bunch of the goings ons.
Yeah, we again, we don't know what our posting schedule is going to look like. Life is going to be bananas the next month.
In pajamas, even.
Yeah. Baby's going to be here at the very latest on Monday, which by the time this post is well in the past.
Well, this will post on
it'll
Monday.
It'll probably post that day.
Yeah.
If I can do thumbnail by then, yeah, sure. So anyway, but yeah, just, you know, we'll be here. We'll be back. We just don't know when. Just stick with us.
Yeah.
We'll be around.
Right.
So
good things coming. You know, we'll get back into a schedule, a cadence. It'll all work out.
We'll figure things out. Because then in June, you guys are going to be popping out of me.
Yup.
So it's going to be bananas the next few months. But we'll figure it out.
Heck yeah. So thanks for joining us here, Fives Crowd.
Yeah.
If it's your first time, go ahead and give us a like, a little subscribe, hopefully. If you liked it, if you didn't, whatever. Just click it anyways. It
doesn't hurt you. Doesn't hurt you, but it helps us.
Doesn't hurt you. But tell your friends, hide your kids, hide your wives, whatever. Get the news. Hashtag, get the word out there.
Hashtag vomlet.
I love it.
Vomlet.
Vomlet.
VOMLETTE.
Yep, throw in your questions if you have any. But thanks for joining us tonight. We hope you have a wonderful evening.
Love you guys.
Ciao.
See you.
Bye.
Thanks for being part of this crowd.
See you.